With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. IndyCar will be coming to the streets of the nation's capital this summer. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
President Trump signed an executive order establishing the August 23rd IndyCar race in downtown Washington, D.C. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy told the president the nation's capital has never seen anything like this before.
To think 190 miles an hour down Pennsylvania Avenue, this is going to be wild.
The race is designed to be part of America's 250th birthday celebrations. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The SAVE Act, or Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act, is a proposed law that would require U.S. citizens to provide documentary proof of citizenship, such as a birth certificate or passport, when registering to vote. Pennsylvania Senator Dave McCormick believes there are people trying to undermine the integrity of American elections.
Two ways you do that is you basically let illegal immigrants vote because they don't have they don't have to prove citizenship, and you let them be counted in the census, which creates seats that go to Democrats. Both, I think, are equally problematic. And that's also why I've supported legislation along with Bill Hagerty to make sure that we require verification in the census that someone's a U.S. citizen.
The SAVE Act is currently under consideration. Its passage could significantly alter the landscape of voter registration in the country. U.S. Chargé d'Affaires Laura Dogu has arrived in Caracas to reopen the American diplomatic mission in Venezuela after 7 years of severed ties. The move follows the removal of President Nicolas Maduro from office by a U.S. military operation. North and South Carolina become two hotspots for growth in the U.S. North Carolina, the top destination for domestic migrants in the U.S., attracting 84,000 people from other states. This is SRN News. The Trump administration has announced that the specialized LGBT option will be removed on the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline to focus on serving all callers. The hotline will no longer silo gay youth services, which had been the press 3 option for 988 callers, in order to prioritize serving, quote, all help seekers. LGBT people will still be able to call and discuss their problems. They just won't have a special number to select. The Trump administration says the specialized gay subnetwork's initial pilot budget of $33 million has long been exhausted. Persecution of Christians in Mexico is on the rise, and the nation's powerful drug cartels are the problem. International Christian Concern has issued a report saying, quote, believers fear violence and intimidation from local cartels who extort churches and commit acts of violence against Christ followers for speaking out against their activities. This is SRN News. There have been some rather recent dramatic changes in the price and value of gold.
Gold prices hit new heights early this year, and many have rushed to buy and sell pieces of the precious metal. New York spot gold reached a record over $5,418 per troy ounce Wednesday before tumbling closer to the $5,000 mark Friday. Gold prices can be volatile and unpredictable, but have still grown significantly over the last year. Experts say uncertainty drives these surges, with gold's latest records arriving amid heightened geopolitical tensions and economic concerns. Jewelry sellers are seeing increased demand, though rising costs have caused some sticker shock. Ron Taylor reporting.
Today is Sunday, February the 1st, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including political commentator Fred Barnes, who is 83 years old. Princess Stephanie of Monaco is 61. TV personality Lauren Conrad, 40. This is SRN News.